Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Let's go inside and welcome in Dan Roach, who will handle the play-by-play duties on 98.5 The Sports Hub tonight. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going? What's up, Beetle?
Ready for game number two?
I'm getting there, yes, sir.
What are you looking for tonight? Is it Brady? Is it the offense? What is it that stands out to you?
Yeah, I think it still is. I'm looking to see Brady and, you know, that next progression for him along the preseason. You know, we've seen over the years, and the one thing different about this year, obviously, is there's no joint practices. And, you know, Brady's gotten, you know, 70 reps or what have you, I mean, so many reps in the joint practices with these other teams that he hasn't really needed to play much in the preseason games. They don't have that this year. So I'd expect to see Brady for a quarter and a half, as you know, heard. I think Mike Reese talked about that a little bit. But that's type of game I think Brady's going to come out and want to play, and I think the Patriots know that he needs that. The second and third games are the only games that he has, so you know, you look at it, he needs the work, and he'll need the work next week too, because you know, this team is far from ready. And then that extends to the offense, the running backs, the wide receivers, and the tight ends. You want to see how they respond with Brady there at the helm too.
Yeah, and I'd also say, Roachie, the offensive line, I mean, how does Brady respond to the offensive line? New left tackle with Trent Brown, who's looked very, very good in camp. We'll see if we see Isaiah Wynn, if he's out there at right tackle. How does Brady respond to some of those changes on the offensive line?
Yeah, you know, it's a brand new, you know, pair of tackles, basically, the way things have gone so far in camp. We haven't seen Marcus Cannon in, you know, eight practices or so. That's worrisome if you're a Patriot fan. You know, that's why they maybe started to work in Isaiah Wynn on the right side and get him reps to go along with Adrian Waddle. So, you know, and don't discount a guy like Matt Tobin, is a veteran that they could possibly turn to as well, that was with Seattle last year. So there's, yeah, a lot of candidates there. The one thing I think we've cemented is the fact that Trent Brown is going to be that left tackle, and they have liked him from day one. Bill Belichick has talked about his athleticism and how good he has looked, and he really has at 6'8", you know, 370 pounds or what have you. He looks real good at that left tackle position. But again, we haven't seen him out there much with Brady, especially in game action, so that's one of the things to watch. But the middle is solidified, we know, with Tooney, Andrews, and Mason, and then they'll build around with the tackles.
We're talking with Dan Roach, getting ready for the game. Patriots-Eagles, 7:30 kick. Roachie, I don't know about you, but I'm waiting to see if the defense shows some level of improvement from where they were a week ago. It was a little bit disappointing the way they came out of the gate in preseason game number one, based on the camp that they've had.
Absolutely. You know, you want to see that sense of urgency. That's what I want to see, you know, from certain guys. And you want to see the next step for certain guys, for Dietrich Wise and Derek Rivers, who have been the talk of camp and the way that they've looked so far, to see them make some plays, make some sacks, you know, force some fumbles, things like that. You want to see that come about here in game action. I agree with you 1,000%, Beetle. You want to see that maybe sense of urgency. Maybe they'll get it against the Eagles tonight. But, yeah, you want to see that secondary. You want to see how Jason McCourty fits in with this whole scheme and understanding things with his brother and what they do. And then you want to see if Juwan Bentley takes another step forward, as he did last week, and certainly has showed throughout camp what he can do. So there's so many questions left to be answered for this defense. And yeah, I want to start seeing that tonight and see, you know, a cohesive unit out there starting to play and get where they need to be here for that, you know, September 9th game against Houston. That's everything you're pointing to here. But again, you know, with Bill Belichick, those first four games sometimes he uses as another extension almost of the preseason to figure out what he has. But I certainly would like to see that sense of urgency start tonight.
In terms of sense of urgency, Roachie, do you think there's any more urgency for the Patriots in this game tonight, particularly on the defensive side, because they're facing the Eagles, because the Eagles put 41 points on them in the Super Bowl, because it's Nick Foles on the other side who lit them up for 373 and three touchdowns?
I think that's a big part of it. I mean, they have that sample right in front of them. It's staring at them. And you could say whether or not it's a preseason or regular season game, and preseason doesn't mean as much. You know, the schemes are different. It's vanilla and things like that. But I think the motivation is there for that unit to be impressive, that first unit, because of what, you know, happened last year because of what, you know, some of the guys have said. Jason Kelce, the center for the Eagles, basically saying the defense wasn't that good, you know, and I think there's motivation there that they'll be thinking about. I'm sure that's got to go through their minds. They're professional athletes. They have, you know, their egos and things like that, and maybe take a shot when you give up 41 points. So, yeah, I think that's all part of that motivation. And, again, what you hope for is that sense of urgency, and we start to see it tonight with those guys. But if I'm facing the Eagles, yeah, I mean, that's they even just watch their uniforms come out of the field. It's a, you know, quick reminder of what happened on February 5th.
Roachie, do you think that Devin McCourty's brother, Jason, do you think he's a lock to make the roster?
I don't, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen enough of him in training camp. You know, we've seen him run with the ones sometimes, but I'm not sure exactly, and especially with Bill. We talked about this last week. You just don't know where he's going, what he's looking at, and there's a lot of young guys here that he's trying to get a look at too. You know, so you look at Gilmore, yes. You look at Eric Rowe, yes. He's going to fit in somewhere. And then there's guys like Jonathan Jones, and do they, you know, increase the reps for a J.C. Jackson? You know, does a Ryan Lewis get? So there's all kinds of things to be sorted out there, and you know, you guys know Bill. He's looking for, at the time, the best 53-man roster that he could put together for September 9th. And if he feels that one of those young guys maybe has the potential to get even better as the season goes on, better than Jason McCourty is or has been, I don't think Bill would hesitate whatsoever. But, you know, I wouldn't want to have that conversation. That's for sure with the McCourty brothers, both of them.
Roachie, do you have any sort of sense, you know, from the team or from anybody around the team in terms of how long we'll see Brady and some of those offensive starters tonight? I was a little surprised in the first game to see Julian Edelman still out there in the second quarter, and Dante Hightower played 27 snaps last week.
I'm not 100% sure, Chris, but again, I would expect Brady to play a good amount, and it depends on what they do on their drives. How, you know, if it's three and out, he may play even longer. But, you know, I think they want to get him into the second quarter and maybe, you know, a little bit into that second quarter to get the offense going. They haven't looked good in practice so far. You know, there's been drops, as certainly has been talked about. I thought Monday was Brady's best day. They looked a lot sharper. They had a good energy, but then Tuesday was a struggle. So if I'm Tom Brady, and you guys know Brady well, and we've seen it all for these 18 years, you know that he wants those reps to get into a rhythm. He's got guys that, you know, again, that he's starting to work with. Eric Decker has only been here for, you know, a couple of weeks or so. He wants to get into some game reps with him. You know, is Philip Dorsett? I don't think he's going to play, but those kind of guys he needs to get on that same page with. He doesn't have familiarity with, and I think the other guy he wants to get a relationship with Jacob Hollister. We talked about him on Tuesday when he addressed the media. I think that's a guy to watch to get a lot of balls tonight, because I think that he can become an important part of this offense. I think it's going to be coming out of the chute. It's going to be a running back, tight end, wide receiver offense, not necessarily in that order, but tight ends and wide and running backs to me are the most important part of that offense, starting off without Edelman, and then the wide receivers work in. So I think he needs to build that relationship with the Hollister. And Dwayne Allen got dinged the other day in practice and had to stop practicing. Looked like a back issue, so he may not play. So again, we're not going to see probably Gronk, you know, in this one too. Those are guys that Brady needs to get a lot of reps with, and that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for. You know, the wheel routes out of the backfield. We'll see that a lot with Jeremy Hill and other guys too. So James White, we all know about that. So those are the kind of things that Brady needs to work on that he, you know, face it, in the last 6, 7, 8 years, he's gotten in those joint practices, and it's been real good for him. Up-tempo, getting a lot of work in. He hasn't had them this year, so, again, I expect him to play quite a while tonight, and then a good amount coming into the third quarter on preseason game number 3 in Carolina.